Coming up on this episode of DL Weekly, tickets are on sale for the next After Dark event, a peek behind the curtain with Imagineering.
A lot of animatronics coming to Tiana's Bayou Adventure, Season of the Force details, we play games with James, and more. DL Weekly starts now.
Hello everyone, welcome aboard the DL Weekly podcast. Please lower your head and watch your step while boarding. If this is your first time listening, we hope you'll check out our website at dlweekly.net. If you have more time to spend, becoming an official weekly tier at doweekly.net/support is an especially good value. Thanks for traveling with us today, and we hope you have a happy and memorable listen to this week's episode.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of DL Weekly for the week of April 10th, 2024. I'm Tag Bushman.
And I'm Teresa Urban. We would like to thank everyone who supports the show. This week, we would like to give a special shout out to new weekly tiers, Stacey E and Cassie B, as well as current supporters, Tess K and Jeremy B. If you would like to help support the show to make sure that we can keep bringing you the latest news and information, discussion, and interviews about Disneyland, head on over to dlweekly.net/support.
Now let's get to the news. The next Disneyland After Dark Night details have been released. Pride Night will return to Disneyland on June 18th and 20th. Disneyland After Dark Pride Night Fireworks Welcome, yes, that's the full name, will kick off the event along with a Welcome Pride Cavalcade, a Pride Night Dance Club, Ohana Dance Party, Country Line Dancing, and more. Magic Key pre-sales were on April 9th, which is the day we're recording this episode, with general public tickets on sale April 11th.
Okay. So a couple things I got to say real quick before I get to the meat of it. A, love the creativity on the naming for the fireworks and the parade. Welcome. And I don't know why they had this last year, but it just, I'm so amused that there is country line dancing. I don't know why, but I like, it just amuses me endlessly. So we are going to Pride Night when we are there in
June. We have tickets.
We have tickets. We need to go check out the country line dancing. I got to see what this is all about here.
It looks like it's happening in the Golden Horseshoe, which will be awesome.
Yeah, but I would not have, like, if I was planning a Pride Night event, I don't think I would have thought of country line dancing.
Sure.
So that's, I just got to go check it out. I need to know. But yeah, so speaking of ticket sales. So today, you don't even know this full story yet. Today, ticket sales went on sale for Magic Key holders. We planned one of our trips this year intentionally around the Pride Night dates. Pride Night was the after hours event that we wanted to check out this year. So I went into the queue. I think I still have a little, like, I don't know, a little PTSD, if you will, from D23 ticket sales. And that's just the thing that I remember because it just happened. So I got into the area, assuming it was going to put me in the queue. And no, I forgot. I completely forgot. Disney does not automatically put you in the queue if you're on the screen at like the correct time, whereas D23 automatically puts you in the queue. So then I panicked because I was in the middle. This is going to sound terrible. I was in the middle of a work meeting and I'm like, you know, I should check to see where I'm at in the queue. It was 10 minutes after tickets had gone on sale, and I realized, I'm like, oh no, I didn't actually like click the button. I'm not in the queue. So I'm like, it's been 10 minutes. It's sold out. There's no hope. We're going to have to wait 2 days and just really hope that it's okay. And no, I got in the queue. I got in the queue 10 minutes after sales went live. I waited 45 to 50 minutes before it was my turn. When it was my turn, I got in there. Both nights were still available for me to purchase. So we got our tickets. We will be there on June 20th. We being not just Tag and I, but James and Vern are also going to be along for that trip as well. So the four of us will be experiencing Pride Night the 20th. I'm really excited.
Well, I just went to look and I see that. Do I have to log in to be able to see this?
You have to log in. Since it's Magic Key sales right now,
you have to log in. So I literally waited less than the time that Teresa was talking about that with you guys to look at this. So I'm going to log in just because I'm curious to see if any of the pre-sales had sold out yet.
It was such a smooth process.
So there's still tickets, and there are still tickets. The 20th is sold out for pre-sales, but Tuesday the 18th still has tickets. So that is interesting. I did not expect the second night to be the one that sold out.
You know, it's one of those things. Maybe a lot of people have the same thought process you did, or the thought process that some of our weekly tiers had. So Tag's thought process was to not go the first night so we could kind of have other people get the lay of the land, so then we could go in to our Pride night, the second night, kind of having a better idea of where things were at and what things were going on, so we could kind of pre-plan a little bit. If you go the first night, it's just kind of go plan as you go. But there's also the excitement of going on the first night. And I think the other thing too, a lot of people, if you're local, if you can take Friday off then from work,
sure,
and give yourself a long weekend. So makes sense.
Unrelated, but related. Star Wars night tickets are still available for every single one of the nights.
Not in May. The May dates are sold out.
But they don't even have the little like X's on it.
Yeah.
Just shows
when
these.
I looked,
so the April ones are there.
When I looked earlier, the May dates had the little X's. The little sold out
X's. That's
interesting. I'm not sure why they disappeared now. But I'm really looking forward to Pride Night because I rewatched some of the coverage that Ordinary Adventures did last year, and to kind of remind myself like what all was part of Pride Night. And I think it's going to be a much more stress-free evening than what we experienced for Star Wars Night last year. So I'm super excited. The things I'm excited about are weird.
Okay.
I'm really excited just to see the lighting packages on different things.
Yes, I agree with that.
Which, well, guess what? I don't have to wait in line to see that.
This photo that the Disney Parks blog has of Main Street with the cavalcade looks really bright and colorful.
And the streamers.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So that'll be exciting.
To me, Pride Night appears to be more about like celebrating together and like being in the moment more so than what we experienced with Star Wars Night, which was kind of
meet and greets.
Focused on like character meet and greets and like scheduled events. This doesn't feel like it has as many scheduled event type things. So I think even character meet and greets are probably going to feel a little bit more relaxed and casual, and you're not going to be waiting in hour long lines.
Sure.
to meet whoever.
I'm excited for the fireworks. I'm interested, especially after seeing that photo on the Parks blog for the cavalcade.
Yeah.
The dance stuff will be fun. This might be one of those things that if it is one of these nights where there's not a lot of the things that we're trying to do necessarily, this might be one of the few times that I'm like, this might be a nice chill night to go ride a bunch of attractions, mm-hmm, like in between things.
Yeah.
And to maybe not eat beforehand so we can get some of the goodies
eat all
that
the
they
food.
Have.
Food. Yeah. They haven't come out with a foodie guide yet. Of course, that's going to be around the corner, and we will talk about it. But I think I'm looking forward to see what food offerings there are too, because it seems like there's a real big focus on event-specific foods for these nights now, mm-hmm, more so than I feel has been in the past, because the foodie guides are
the people who've been putting together the foodie guides have been very busy, let's just say.
Yes, that too. Well, this next story I'm very excited about. What felt like a throwback to Walt Disney hosting the Disneyland 10th anniversary show, quote, we call it Imagineering, unquote, premiered last week. If you haven't seen it yet, pause right now. Go. We forgive you. And you can come back later to listen to the rest of the episode. The series is posted to the Walt Disney Imagineering YouTube page and the Disney Parks blog. The first episode gave a glimpse into the new animatronic characters coming to Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
So I've been saying for a long time, one of the things that I miss in modern day Disney is showing people what's to come and getting people excited for what's to come. Of course, we have things like D23 and Destination D and all of these things, but we don't get a nice little walkthrough of like the Imagineering stuff. So if you look back, in fact, in the Disney Parks blog that talks about this, which is linked in the show notes, they have a clip talking about Pirates of the Caribbean, which is Walt Disney talking about it and explaining, mm-hmm, New Orleans Square and all of that. And this kind of felt like this. It went around, it talked to a bunch of different Imagineers, it showed off characters that are going to be in Tiana's Bayou Adventure, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But such cool things. I also watched a thing, I think it was Provost Park Pass, that mentioned that the candlestick guy,
that's true, so
is in the background.
There was a lot of eagle-eyed viewers, which of course there was, because they did film this inside of Imagineering, so it's like, if they were filming, it's how I felt for prop culture when they were filming inside the Walt Disney archives. Yes, I'm looking at what it is they're trying to show me, but I'm also super interested in everything else that I could possibly see in that frame. So yeah, there were some eagle-eyed watchers, which I feel ashamed Tag had to tell me about this And I didn't even notice it because I was too busy checking out stuff that was in the foreground of the shot. But yes, in one of the first scenes that features Josh D'Amaro, he's kind of introducing the show, talking about the show. Eagle-eyed fans and viewers spotted a version of the Wax Man that was, of course, created by Rolly Crump for the Haunted Mansion, more of the Museum of the Weird kind of feel of it. But yeah, so of course people now are speculating, oh, where's that, you know, what's that gonna be, where's that gonna go? Because yeah,
is that the Hatbox Ghost's face back it there is. Too yeah, so if you just go through this I with a like fine tooth comb, they've got a lot of stuff that's in their things. There was a model here, did you see this?
Oh yeah,
there was a model towards the beginning too that I was like, I need to slow this down.
Yeah.
Because this looked like a new land or something. Because there's a castle.
Is that a castle or is that Big Thunder?
Hard to say. I mean, that's a good question. But anyway, if you are somebody who wants to look around and see all of this cool stuff, this is definitely one of those things to look at and look for all these little Easter eggs of different things. Because, see, this all seems new to me. So it's like, what is that? Anyway.
Well, and it's a different color than the rest, too,
yes.
Which is also a little bit of a hint, I feel.
So anyway, there's a lot of stuff in this video. I think it's awesome. It is the first episode of a series.
Yeah,
and we have no idea how many or what.
Exactly. It's not a super long episode. It's like less than, just about 14 minutes, it looks like. So it's not super long, but man, is it packed with all sorts of fun information. And yeah, I just...
Walt's office.
Yep, they go in Walt's office. They talk about stuff. They talk about kind of like the history of animatronics. They talk with several different Imagineers who are working on animatronics, and they're talking about what it is they do, how they work together, basically how they create these characters that we will get to experience soon in the parks.
Yes. There was also one other thing that people saw was in the background of one of these shots, there is a list of all of the animatronics for Tiana's Bayou Adventure and like the show scenes. And so it's not very clear, but people were like, if you look close enough, you could see basically the entire... So if you don't want to be spoiled, obviously, don't go look for this. But you could see the outline of the stuff for it. So I'm like, oh, that's going to be cool. Anyway.
Not only was there the actual episode, we'll call it, and again, it's on YouTube. Just, I was confused. This felt like it should have been a Disney Plus thing. I'm sure there's reasonings. I almost feel like this was probably filmed for Disney Plus, but for whatever reason, they decided to put it out on YouTube instead. I could be totally wrong, but that was my feeling. But they also did a bunch of little mini clips on like Imagineering social media and just like Walt Disney's, like the Disney Company social media, that had additional footage that wasn't shown in here. So you got to see stuff like the voice of Louis from The Princess and the Frog went and met the Louis animatronic, and you kind of got to see his reaction. There was also little clips that showed off different things that weren't highlighted in the film or in the YouTube video. So yeah, super cool. I want to watch this one on repeat, and I'm just very impatiently waiting for the next one to drop.
It's an awesome show. All of us crazy fans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, we talked about the series. Now let's talk about what was shown for Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Animatronics of Tiana, Louis, Ralphie, Mama Odie, and more were seen in the episode. The characters are not using the rear projection facial mapping and have a wide range of movement. There'll be no lack of characters in the new attraction when it opens later this year, which I think some people were concerned about.
This is wild because, again, Tag mentioned that there was a list that kind of went through. It's a ton. There are a ton of animatronics in here, and it's the same character. So it seems like Tiana's is going along on this journey with you, but so is Louis. So there's going to be multiple Tiana and multiple Louis animatronics within this attraction. Tons of critters. Apparently, we've only have seen the tip of the iceberg of characters that they have released for the critters in the Disney Parks blog. They had the, where they gave us little names and little backstories. That's not all of the critters. There's more.
Wow.
Charlotte is in here. So she's Tiana's friend. She's the one that wears all the pink and is blonde and is like super excited. And her dad's big daddy, Charlotte LaBeouf.
Okay.
is in there.
You're
familiar
with this movie than I am.
We didn't actually see her animatronic Naveen. Prince Naveen is going to be in here too. Again, we didn't see that animatronic in the episode, but yeah, it's crazy.
Did you think it was interesting that they talked about how they had a costume designer person,
yeah,
and they had to talk about, well, robotically we can move around and do this stuff, but once we put a costume on, there's certain limitations, mm-hmm. and so the costume people have to give up a little bit, the animation yep. people have to give up a little bit to make the full character. And I thought that was really mm-hmm. interesting, because you don't think about, like, oh yeah, you have to, there's all these robotic pieces inside and we have to put a costume on it.
Yeah, so you got to make sure the things don't get, like, pinched and tugged and yeah. get caught. And yeah, it's one of those things that if you take the time to think of it, sure, that makes sense. But not a lot of people take the time to think mm-hmm. of all the things that go into creating these animatronics. But man, they're gorgeous. They look like they stepped right out of the film.
Mama Odie, by the way, looks amazing.
So
I was not expecting to see the Mama Odie character.
The characters themselves are slightly larger than life, like, if that makes sense. Mm. So if a person were to stand next to Tiana, Tiana's going to be a little slightly bigger, and her head is definitely larger than life to make her look more cartoonish. But so these are not small figures, but they're also not, like, they're pretty good sized figures. Lewis looks, we didn't get to see anyone stand, like, right next to him, but he looks like a big character. So I'm just real excited to see these in the attraction. I haven't decided if I'm going to spoil it for myself or not, if I want to wait to experience it for the first time in Disneyland, or if I'm not going to be able to wait and I'm going to have to watch ride-throughs of Walt Disney World's version first, since Walt Disney World's version will be opening sooner than the Disneyland version. So I can't decide. I'm torn, because I think this is going to be a pretty amazing reveal.
I just found the thing that had the list. I gotta be quick on
it. Oh, there
though.
It is. How did anyone read that?
I don't know. But it also needs
it
to
also
be
says
like
it's Disneyland.
Really, let's see, 1080. Yeah, it's Disneyland. It looks like there is
13
different things
that we can see on
but
the
what's
list.
Interesting is, if you noticed that when they showed some of them, they were like Tiana 7 DL.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, oh, what is all going to be? But it looks like here there's Tiana, I don't know who that
a big
is,
old
Tiana,
list.
Lewis, Tiana. So lots of Tiana.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
Oh, I think I see Eudora.
Oh, yeah, Eudora.
Anyways, very, very excited to see this all come together. Well, a first look at a possible new experience was shown off at the Walt Disney Company annual meeting of shareholders last week. The, quote, inspirational artwork, it's being called, shows a possible new Avatar experience that could come to the resort if the Disneyland Forward project is approved. What are your first thoughts on this?
I mean,
first of all,
complicated.
What do you think it is?
Complicated. So my first thoughts are, I thought Pandora in Disney World is breathtaking, like, as a land. I think they did an amazing job there. Would mm-hmm. you say? I mean, I think it's
yeah.
cool. I don't feel like there's anywhere at the Disneyland Resort that this would fit into well.
Okay, so you're giving me a bigger question. What do you think you're looking at?
Okay, so what do I think I'm looking at? Now,
do you think this is a land? Do you think it's an attraction?
Well, I think it's a land and an attraction.
Okay.
I think that there's multiple attractions. So if you look, I was watching, somebody was talking about this. And if you look closely, if you look at the full-size artwork, there's obviously a boat ride, right? Because there's these people on this boat, and there's a couple different boats here. There's another boat, like, back over here, somebody zoomed really far into to see there's another boat. So there's this kind of boat thing. And then there's all these walkways that people can walk around this land or whatever. Then there's even people like here standing on this top section. But then you go over here and this other
thing
looks like
too.
A bunch of people going into another like show building or something. And then you've got this, if you've seen the latest Avatar movie, it's all about the water. So this has a lot
of
water stuff.
Like the ocean.
But there's an ocean right there. Mm-hmm. And it looks like there's like water splashing up against the back, which I think could be kind of cool. So I think there's at least two attractions in this, which is par for the course for Disney lately, building two attractions in a new land. Mm. I don't know. Like, This thing is amazing to me. This big, like, circular kind of thing that could be really cool.
It's like a big circular stonework
thing.
It's
not quite as awe-inspiring as the Disney World one because you don't have the floating mountains quite the same. But this water area could be really neat looking, too.
I now have a different thought process because I was just looking at as a normal person would who is not very tech savvy. Okay. So I was just looking at the little thumbnail.
Okay.
And when my first thought when I was looking at the thumbnail, because I, again, had the thought process, they keep saying experience. So I was like, is this just some sort of like big screen thing?
Well, see, I thought that too, because this looked like a window.
But once you zoom in and look, because really you could only see people in the foreground of it, but once you blow it up and really, really take the time to look at it as, you know, zoomed in as you possibly can zoom in, Tag's right. There's all sorts of guests depicted within this space that it can't possibly be this. I don't know. I was almost wondering if it was going to be, kind of like how you go to those obviously more technologically advanced than what I'm about to say. So I apologize. Maybe this isn't the best thing to compare it to. But it was making me feel almost like when you go to those 3D art things, like they've done it with Van Gogh, where they have the everything projected kind of around you.
Yeah.
I was almost feeling like this was a more advanced version of something like that, where you just kind of are feeling like you're in the space. Maybe you have a little bit of interacting that you can do with the space, but that's all it is. So I'm thinking it's one show building that you just have this, again, avatar experience.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Once you actually like blow that thing up and zoom in as much as you can possibly zoom in, there are guests walking all over in there, not just in the foreground.
Now, the question is for you,
where do you think
so they said Disneyland Forward, so my guess is in one of the new sections by the hotels.
I don't know, I still think this looks massive. Like, I'm thinking of how much space they have, especially since they're weaving stuff. I don't know. I don't know where this
goes. It doesn't really matter,
Teresa,
because this is inspirational work. This is almost as bad as
Blue Sky.
Let's imagine beyond Big Thunder.
Can I talk about that for a second?
Sure.
Somewhere, gosh, I'm a terrible person. I should have researched this, but it was Walt Disney World talking, not Disneyland. So I don't have a link to share. I'm sure if I find one, I will throw it out on social medias. But somewhere they were showing a model of what the concept is for what was Dino Land.
Yeah.
And they've basically confirmed that if eagle-eyed people, if you were paying attention, they have confirmed that, yes, Encanto is coming to that area, which was one of the Blue Sky things that they were throwing around. And also, yes, they are changing, it looks like, the dinosaur attraction to Indiana Jones, which is the same ride system. So it's just, you know,
but
kind
better,
of a redoing of the experience and obviously the innards of it, too. But so I was kind of surprised by that. Again, it's not relevant to this podcast, right? Because it's what Walt Disney World is seeing. But I still think it's relevant because it was one of these random Blue Sky things that we sat through and were kind of like, why are we talking about what if? Tell me what's happening.
Right.
So I thought it was interesting that one actually seems to be coming together.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
We'll see if anything happens.
I also saw with Florida, somebody said that they had filed paperwork for diverting part of the waterway that's behind Big Thunder where they would put this new land.
Mm.
So that's a whole nother thing.
There it is. That's what I saw. I saw this video here.
<You're>
so
like
I saw
that
it on
guy.
Instagram.
You want me to post this
yes,
link?
Yes, please post that link since I brought it up. And
I'll put it in
it.
With the experience for the annual meeting people. Yeah.
This article has stills from that video, so it's more obvious. But it was kind of, it felt a little more hidden to me when I was just had stumbled upon that video.
Yeah.
Very interesting, though. Again, interesting and exciting for Walt Disney World, but the thing that I just found the most interesting was a Blue Sky thing's actually
coming.
Like, it's actually happening.
They must have gone and filmed just a crap ton of stuff. That's a model in the background that they were kind of hanging around.
They show the model later.
They're teasing people. That's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They're teasing people.
See
that's all for
how
now.
It's very, like, very quick.
Huh. How exciting.
But yeah, watch the little teaser trailer. It's fun.
Well, Season of the Force kicks off this week, and there is plenty to see, do, and eat. New scenes have launched in Star Tours The Adventures Continue, bringing characters from Ahsoka, Andor, and The Mandalorian to the attraction. Hyperspace Mountain has returned with new, brighter projections, and a new soundtrack for fireworks viewing in Galaxy's Edge. The amazing BDX droids are also appearing in Galaxy's Edge for this season only. Of course, there's plenty of merchandise and food as well.
Okay, I don't know why. The thing I am the most excited about for the Season of the Force.
Okay.
Those dang cute BDX droids.
Yes.
That's great. I love Hyperspace Mountain. I think it's super fun. I always like want to make sure that I get to experience it when it's, you know, that version. I think it'll be fun to check out the new scenes for Star Tours. But really, really, I got to see those BDX droids. I just have to. They've got multiple shows that they're multiple times that they're out, and they have it listed in the app. So, and it looks like there's been a couple of different places that they've been doing or bringing them out and kind of having their little meet and greets. One of the places, which I think makes a lot of sense, is since these are little free roaming droids, they have them in the, like, what do we call it? The garage type area,
yeah,
where there's a lot of speeders that are parked. But there's an actual physical barrier. I want to say I've seen Chewbacca over there. I've seen other kind of the wandering characters, especially during COVID times when we were having more distanced meet and greets. There was characters in that place frequently. So I think that makes a lot of sense, because then you don't have to worry about kids or adults getting a little bit too excited and kind of running over to either like touch the droids or whatever. But I've also seen, there's also been some footage of the little droids meeting and greeting kind of by just outside of the marketplace.
Yeah.
In between the marketplace and on your way to Rise of the Resistance.
Oh, no.
Those are new.
Yeah, there's some collective line from Loungefly, and they have a laptop bag that I'm like, this is actually kind of a cool design.
It's a very cool design. Look at the little, the ship on the band on the strap there.
Oh, I kind of want
this.
That's
pretty darn cool.
Oh, and you can strap it onto your luggage?
Pretty darn cool. That's new. I did not see these.
Oh, no.
Before.
I've been thinking about getting a bag for my laptop that's not my backpack and something like that. Oh, no.
There you go.
Oh, no. This is not good. And they have pennants. I've wanted pennants. I love pennants, but I want Disneyland pennants. But they've got a lot of stuff. One of the other things I'm really excited for, but I have no idea how much it costs because I haven't seen it anywhere. I'm sure somebody's posted it, but I haven't seen it, is kind of want this Star Tours modeled after the cast member costume. I think
it's jacket
cool looking.
Or the sweatshirt, yeah.
I want this, but I don't know how much it is. It just is available now.
We'll find out soon.
Is there anything that you're excited about for merchandise?
No, I'm just all about that. If the droids have merchandise, then I'm excited about the BDX droid merchandise. I don't know if there is any.
There
BDX
should be.
Merchandise.
That'd be cool.
There should be. Well, a project that has been going on for seemingly forever is looking like it's wrapping up. Centrico, the new bar in the middle of downtown Disney, appears to be almost complete with all the tables set up and ready for guests. Paseo, the restaurant near Centrico, is also looking close to completion. Super excited. I feel like we've been watching this progress go at a snail's pace for a very long time, so I'm real excited to see this come together. No opening date yet, but we're excited.
Yeah, I was thinking that literally this was just never going to open because, I mean, I think it's been, when did they start this?
It's got to have been at least a year, I think.
Because what was the old thing? It was the
Uva.
Uva Bar.
It was the Uva Bar.
Demolition begins May of 2023.
Mm-hmm. So about a year.
Friday, April 14th is when the Uva Bar and Catal closed. But I feel like it feels like it's been longer than that.
I
guess that's
still
what it is.
I think a year. It just seems like maybe it just feels like a long time because it was impeding so much of downtown Disney. So it just was kind of a sore spot for a long time. So it just, yeah.
Sure.
If it was out of sight, out of mind, no problem.
Sure.
You know, then it wouldn't have been as obvious, but yeah.
Well, Pixar Fest is just around the corner, and speaking of Downtown Disney, decorations have already started to appear at the resort. In Downtown Disney, there's a new mid-century inspired tower featuring Pixar characters. Woody, Buzz, Jessie, and Forky are all shown on the tower that was installed.
I'm excited to see the Pixar Fest decor all come together.
I'm really liking this mid-century style.
It looks so cute. I wasn't sure with the concept art. Like, I felt like with the concept art, it could have been hit or miss. So again, Pixar Fest starts April 26th. So if you're feeling like, why are they putting this out already? It's right around the corner. I know we just started the Season of the Force celebration, but the Season of the Force celebration is and Pixar Fest overlap ever so slightly. But man, these things are cute and whimsical and look so much better in person than what the concept art looked like. So now I'm like that much more excited to see what the main installation, which is going to be at the end of Main Street, is going to look like. But yeah, it does. It looks like kind of like stained glass.
It's neat. Very cool. I'm excited.
It's cute. Look at Forky. I mean, come on. What's not to love? I just love the whimsical style of the characters, too. There has been an update to the Disability Access Service Pass. To see what the changes are, please visit the link in our show notes. I will be very transparent. This news dropped right before we went to record, so we didn't have much time to compare what the old version was compared to the new version. However, I will say so far the chatter online has not been thinking that this was a good and positive change. So hopefully Disney will be taking note and will be listening to guests' concerns and we'll get this straightened out to make it a much more enjoyable experience for everyone.
Well, our April meetup that we're going to have in, 12 days? 12 days? That sounds right from when we're recording this. Sunday, April 21st at 1 p.m. Disneyland time at Downtown Disney in the Grassy Area. We're going to hang out and eat some Earl of Sandwich and hopefully meet you guys.
Enjoy the sun.
Enjoy the sun, which, yeah, hopefully it'll be sunny and not rainy. It's been raining a lot in California, so it's not unheard of now.
To let everyone know, so the Grassy Area is kind of a large area. We have hosted one other meetup there. We will attempt to try to kind of commandeer, if you are just entering this area, the back left corner. So it's opposite of where the stage is. The stage is kind of right at the entrance from the main pathway. So the back left corner is usually where we try to hang out because there's tables and chairs back there. If there's a band playing, it's a little quieter back there. So it's easier to chit chat with everyone. So if you're able to attend, we would love to see you. But yeah, check that back left corner. Also, make sure you follow us on social media, because if other people are hanging out in that spot, totally fine. We might just pick a different corner to hang out in. But we will post on social media as soon as we're there and where we are so folks know where to come.
We look forward to seeing as many of you there as possible.
We have to get the snacks for Tag and Teresa and James and Fern. Oh, and Cinderella. Time for Snack Chat.
Well, for this week in Snack Chat, we are continuing our adventure through Adventureland, and we are stopping at one of our favorite, always like favorite must stop. We kind of actually have been trying to not stop there to force ourselves to try other things that the parks have to offer food wise, but we're talking, of course, none other than Bengal Barbecue.
I was so late to this game. Because there was years that this was here that people were like, oh, yeah, it's really good. And I never went there.
It's kind of almost, this is going to sound a little weird, but it's kind of one of those places that if you didn't know, you might not know.
Sure.
Because it's not something that's big and flashy. So it would be an easy thing to kind of just walk past if you're not paying attention. Like if you're really interested in what's going on at the attractions, which are on the left, you could just, walk right by it and not even know what the goodness that you're missing out on.
So some of the things that they have as options, they do have seasonal offerings. And as we record this, they have a pulled pork slider plate.
It sounds delicious.
Which is an Asian-inspired pulled pork slider topped with slaw, creamy macaroni salad, and a bag of chips. But what most people are aware of are the jungle skewers, which they have quite a bit of things. Teresa used to get this, but I think you just get the skewers now. But I like to get the Bengal rice plate, which comes with your choice of two of the skewers. So you can pick from any of their other skewers on a bed of jasmine rice with a side of citrus mayo slaw. And so you get to pick any of the different skewers that you can get.
So I feel like we gotta start with the namesake, the Bengal beef skewer. So, of course, it's a beef skewer, and it's in a sweet Zulu sauce.
My favorite.
So delicious. If spicy's more your thing, you should check out the Banyan beef skewer, which comes with a hot and spicy sauce on the beef. Chicken, we gotta try this one. I haven't tried this. There's a Chieftain chicken skewer that comes in a Polynesian sauce. That just sounds delicious to me. A safari skewer, which is bacon wrapped asparagus.
They have a pork belly skewer, which is a grilled pork belly with hoisin sauce, pickled carrots, and a daikon topped with cilantro. And finally, an outback vegetable skewer, which are skewered fresh vegetables. I've seen a lot of people get the vegetable skewers too.
I really, really like the vegetable skewer. It's a good portion, and the seasoning on the veggies is.
By the way, you can always get any of these sauces, you can get an extra on the side. I think it's like 50 cents or a dollar or something. It's very inexpensive.
No, I think it's like 50 cents. Yeah. I remember thinking, really? Yeah. I feel like there's places like locally, fast food chains that charge more for a sauce that is not nearly as good as these sauces. Plant-based options is the hummus trio. So you can get a trio of house-made seasonal hummus served with fresh vegetables. I've not tried the hummus there.
I honestly didn't know that they had the hummus.
Yep, I knew about it, but I've just never tried it. Another fun thing too is they have tiger tail breadsticks. So it's a tiger tail shaped breadstick, which you might be thinking, Teresa, what is a tiger tail shaped breadstick? It's kind of squiggly. Like instead of it being a straight line, it's like squiggles back and
forth.
It's curvy. But it's baked with garlic, herbs, and sharp cheddar cheese is melted on top. They're very good.
Another popular thing I've seen people get from here is the pineapple spear, but you can also get a dill pickle or a spicy dill pickle, which you can get those a lot of places around the park.
I
also like this category, thirst aid.
The thirst aid. So this makes me nervous because last week, as we were reporting on what's offered at the Tropical Hideaway, we noticed that the lumpia had been removed from the menu, which is wonderful and delicious. Nobody has written in to tell us if it's truly gone or if it's just not showing up online for some reason. But the thing that I realized, Bengal Barbecue's not showing, which is a travesty if they got rid of this, the Jungle Julep.
Oh.
So good. So the Jungle Julep was like a slushy drink. Great in the summer. Very refreshing. Sweet. Came with a big thick straw. I don't even remember what it was topped with, but it was kind of like a tropical fruit slush. And it was kind of a deep purple color. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. I want to say the last couple of times I went, they just had like a sign up on the counter where you ordered with it. So maybe it's never officially been on the menu.
It's on the mobile order.
But it is on mobile order. Thank goodness. Because that is my recommendation. If you're going to try anything at the Bengal Barbecue, you need to try a skewer. Pick your favorite. I won't judge and tell you which one you need to pick. You got to try a skewer and you got to try the Jungle Julep.
The Jungle Julep is a slush of pineapple, orange, grape, and lemon juices.
It's so good.
So, you know what? You know what? Can we, since we're talking about food and we're talking about snack chat, I wish that Disney would have, when you click view menu, I wish they'd put the photos here too. Because the only place they show the photos is in the mobile when you go actually place the mobile order. Why can't they place it
which
here?
Is,
they already
which,
have the photos.
Yeah, which is tough, especially because when you're talking about places like Tropical Hideaway that doesn't offer mobile order, there's no photos to look at, period. It's just the list.
Yeah, but like I'm a visual person. I want to like see what it looks like.
Me too. And sometimes I need to see what it looks like to remember what it is that I'm talking about. It's sure. What was that thing called? Oh, that's what it is. If I see a picture kind of thing. But
you
yeah.
did remember the Jungle Julep, though.
Because it's so good. Next time, this trip, I think we're going to have to try the viral hack of going and grabbing the cheesy pretzel bread.
Oh,
the cheesy
my
garlic
God.
Pretzel bread. Cutting up a skewer and making yourself a Bengal cheesy garlic bread. Bengal barbecue cheesy garlic bread sandwich.
Oh my God. My goodness.
When two treats or two snacks collide.
Well, if you want to support the show, but as only as a one-time payment, well, you can buy us a churro. Head on over to dealweekly.net/churro to support us with a churro. Thank you to all of our listeners who have supported the show in any way possible, whether you have told a friend about it, whether you've shown up to a meetup, whether you've bought us a churro,
interacted with us on social media, follow us on social media.
Yeah.
It's awesome. We the support that you all show us is just, like, when I stop and think about it, it's mind-boggling. It's just incredible. We feel so fortunate to be able to do what we do and just be two Disney nerds talking about the place we love, Disneyland, and to have so many like-minded people out there supporting this silly little thing that we call a podcast. We're sitting right now as we record this. We're just chilling in my house. There's nothing fancy here. This is just a pure love project.
It's a labor of love.
It's a passion project for us. So it's really just amazing that so many people enjoy it, listen every week. We've got to meet so many incredible people that have, you know, that have listened and heard the show. We've made so many awesome connections. It's crazy. It's really crazy to think about. We just feel like so fortunate and so thankful. So again, if it's not a monetary support thing, we value any and all support, which includes just simply listening. So thank you.
Pilots, we've detected some producer questions near Jakku. Report to your DL Weekly vessels and make the jump to hyperspace. The Saturn 7 Squadron will provide support during your trivia mission. Good luck, and may the Force be with you.
Hello, welcome to Trivia Land. How's it going?
It's going. Did you take your thing when we went to
got
to talk about stuff?
It's okay.
The backside
of water.
Backside of the trivia note.
R E P A P. R E P A P.
There you go.
Getting all the goodies in there. Well, I have four trivia questions ready for you this week, and I have faith in you for most of them.
Hey.
Well, that's misplaced.
I mean, you're due for a good week, right? So
maybe
it has been a while.
Please tell me that there's no long lists.
No long lists in Trivia Land.
That's what I'm writing on the back of, is two of our long lists.
All right. Let's go.
Okay. Here we go. First question is an audio clue. Tell me which attraction this is coming from.
Well, that's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates.
Oh. Related to this, I've been watching this TV show called For All Mankind. It's an Apple TV show. It's about space. It's really cool. Anyway, I'm watching this episode last night, and
I'm trying to figure how this is related.
Because you're going to you would have freaked out. I freaked out. James heard it when it was happening. So I'm watching For All Mankind, and the episode that I'm on is there's three people trying to get to Mars. There's the United States, there's Russia, and there's a private company, and they're all racing. NASA's in second place. The girl on there who's running like a radio station starts playing Pirates of the Caribbean music, like the soundtrack to Pirates, the dun 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 dun, so that everybody else can hear it. And they pull out a solar sail, and they said, and then they got the extra boost they needed to like be the front of the pack. But they I was like, I can't believe. First of all, it's not a Disney show, so the fact that they got the rights to Pirates of the Caribbean, but it's in the show. I was like, Teresa would die. James could hear it when I was listening to it.
He was having a really good time.
And they played it for like 3 minutes or something. I was like, oh my goodness!
They had to make sure that they got good use out of getting the rights to use the song.
So season 3, episode 2 or 3, I want to say, has this in it. Anyway.
Yes. Okay, moving on. Question number 2. Which Disney Imagineer is credited with writing the lyrics for Yo-Ho, A Pirate's Life for Me for the Pirates of the Caribbean attraction?
Xcentencio.
Yeah. What a cool name.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually his middle name, but
still, what a cool name. He went by X.
I know, which is pretty awesome. Question number 3 from listener Andy M. This is kind of like a call and response question because Andy wants you to finish the opening lyrics for Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, no.
Bonus points, according to Andy. We'll see if we honor this. If you get tagged to sing. So I will say a line. You will say a line. I will say a line. You will say a line.
Oh, gosh.
So, Yo-ho, yo-ho, A Pirate's Life for Me.
Oh, no.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, A Pirate's Life for Me. We pillage
and plunder.
We and rifle and loot. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho.
Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho is my line. So continue on with
drink
the next line.
Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. Something Meerkats were something and something. Something. Yeah. I could do the beginning, James, where it goes, Avast there.
I know, that's what I thought it was going to be. Avast there.
It'd be too late to alter course now.
After that, we pillage and plunder.
We rifle and loot. Drink up me hearties, yo ho.
Yeah, I don't know what the second part is. I think I just hummel. I just sing that way. I go, da-da, 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 da-da. Like, I don't actually say the words.
It's the best part of lyrics, like any song you know, where you're just like, na-na-na, drink up, be hearties, yo ho.
My goodness. Well, extra points because I sung, so maybe that'll make up for the fact that we don't.
Drink up, be hearties, yo ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
Yeah, but you missed like the whole part that he was talking about.
Is there? Maybe. Yeah. Did I? I'm going to go with yo ho, yo ho, pirate's life for me.
Whatever.
That's what we're going with. Okie dokie. To round out our pirates-themed trivia segment.
Oh, pirates-themed.
What is the name of the Pirates of the Caribbean island according to the map in the queue? You can give me either the Spanish name, which is what's printed, or the English name.
Oh, it's like Tortuga? Tortuga.
Tortuga was the island in the movie.
It's also on the map tag.
Is it?
That's my answer.
Sure. I will hitch my dinghy to your ship.
Your pirate vessels are going a sailing. We'll see if you've got the gold or if you need a little help with your treasure map after this week's discussion topic, which is going to be awesome because it's more time with me.
Woo!
I don't know if you actually had an intro planned.
I can't be too excited with Games of James because I don't know what these games are going to be.
Fun.
And so
they're going to be fun.
Fun. Okay. Mandatory DL Weekly podcast co-host fun time.
Okay, so tell us what this is.
So for listeners just catching on, occasionally I get to come on the show and make Tag and Teresa play silly games, generally Disney related. And so I have 5 games prepared for you to try your luck at to see how you do. Some will be with me, some will be with each other. And we'll just kind of see where it goes from there. So I hope you're ready to have some fun.
How are you feeling about this, Teresa?
You never know when it comes to these side little side quests. We could be
side quests
trying to do different voices of different characters, doing spiels, and you got to guess what.
He said
could
we don't
anything.
Have to do the voices.
No,
this
I know,
time.
But I'm saying it could. You never know.
You never
could
know.
Be anything.
I feel like. We're going to be blindsided by something. But anyway, what is it going to be, James?
All right. So our first game is Disneyland Taboo. For those of you who don't know the game Taboo, you try to get your team or partner to guess a word that is given to you without using the specific word or 5 specific words that are related to it. So you have to be a little creative with your clues.
Okay.
And try to get through there.
I'm glad you explained this because I did not know how to play Taboo.
I didn't either.
I'm here for you. So clues can be like a sentence or a word, whatever it is. And your goal is to just get the other person to say your key word without actually screwing it up.
Now, can they just spurt out a bunch of words or can they literally not, like the first thing that comes out of their mouth is it?
Usually you play with a timer and try to get through multiple words, so we'll do like a 3 strikes and you're out.
Okay.
And I think you'll be fine for most of these.
Okay.
So, who wants to try to give a word first?
I'll give a word first.
Okay.
Of course you will.
So I'm going to give you your word, and then your taboo words will be separate.
Okay.
So you're not allowed to say.
So like the word on top is what I'm trying to get him to say?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're not allowed.
The ones bottom are the ones I cannot say.
Yes. It should be pretty clear.
Oh, hello. Wrong movie studio there, Teresa. Although if Apple TV can do Yo-Ho, I guess you can do Minions.
It all started with...
a mouse. Mickey Mouse.
There you go.
Look at that. Off
what
to
words
a good
could
start.
You not say?
Mouse, Disney, cartoon, clubhouse. So like Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Oh.
Or Minnie.
Oh.
Tag, are you ready for your word?
I'm never ready, but let's do it.
Okay.
James's favorite.
Like attraction? Oh, okay. No. Space Mountain.
Correct.
I was going to say Star Tours. I'm like, no.
James, you should have put, as a taboo word, you should have put James in there.
I really should have.
Because the taboo words were roller coaster, space, Tomorrowland, ride, and dark.
Yeah, I probably could have substituted the dark out for that one. So
that's okay.
But that's okay. It's nice to remind everyone how much I love Space Mountain. So Here you go, Teresa. Your next word.
Uh-oh, you're a head scratcher. Yeah.
Because this is going to be a really weird hint. What is the main weenie of the park?
Sleeping Beauty Castle.
Yep.
Wow.
That's why I'm saying it.
Good job,
weird,
weenie.
Yep, this is a really weird.
And you were making fun of me for saying, hitching my dinghy to your pirate ship.
Do you want to explain weenie to the uninformed
listener? Weenie, Walt.
So, yep, so Walt called like the big things in the park a weenie. So it was something that was off of the distance that people were just like gravitating towards to kind of pull them into the area. So to pull you down Main Street was the castle. But then like another one, it was, what was it? The rocket ship in Tomorrowland was another one.
Yeah. Things that you could see.
Things you could see in the distance.
Mark Twain, probably in the Frontierland.
Yeah. Things that you could kind of see in the distance that you were just like, ooh, what's that? And it would pull you in.
Okay, this one's going to be super easy. We don't know the lyrics to this attraction.
Well, I mean, really, honestly, that's probably a long list, but we're going to go with Pirates of the Caribbean.
That is correct. Taboo words were pirates, ship, Jack Sparrow, ride, and treasure. Mm. What's funny is James'
Yo-ho. You could have said yo-ho.
Sister is very good at these type of games because she doesn't go directly at it. She's like, it's like, and then kind of comes at things. So I'm learning from her to talk about our experiences because those things won't be things that are blocked off.
Oh, come off it. My favorite attraction.
Haunted Mansion? Mm-hmm. What were the no-no words?
Ghost, Mansion, Halloween, Spooky, Ride.
Jack Skellington wasn't on there? Anyway.
Hitchhiking?
Fluffernutter is a variant.
Churro.
There you go. Taboo words were snack, cinnamon, sweet, cart, and Disneyland. Yes, because I would have been like, Disneyland. You're like, you got to give me something.
You could
something
have
else.
Said like a treat that you find.
A Disneyland treat. Yeah, sure. Oh, treat. That would have been a good one.
Treat would have been a good one.
What was that? Sidel, you cannot cut that out. That was like an evil giggle.
I'll tell you what the evil giggle was after this. I'm just going to say Mary Blair.
It's a Small World.
Mm-hmm. The evil giggle was the song, the ear. It's an earworm.
Is that one of the things?
Song, you can't say song. It just says nothing about saying an earworm.
Sure.
It's true. But
sure.
The words, the taboo words were ride, dolls, song, world, and boat.
Oh, I don't have it.
There's nothing saying we can't hum the song. I could have just hummed it at.
Okay.
It got stuck in your head.
I'm sorry, but James, can I derail us for 2 seconds?
Of course.
Because he hasn't yet.
Community manager Kate, you've already heard this today, so I'm sorry, but you're talking about It's a Small World. I have to share this. Anybody who knows.
Are you going to say the whole thing?
I am going too quickly.
How about you just say what it is and then we'll put it in the show notes.
But it's more fun if
I think it's more fun to read it
in her voice.
In her voice.
Okay,
so
I mentioned to Kate, we were talking about Pride Night tickets, and we were talking about how much we love the show Schitt's Creek and Moira Rose.
I mean, all of the characters.
And she said to me, did I ever share my Moira Rose description of It's a Small World that I had ChatGPT make? So I'm just going to give you the first, I'm trying to see if there's like two sentences.
Think Moira Rose, if you've seen the TV series, think of when Moira's doing the commercial for the winery.
Yes. Ah, darling, welcome to the charming and whimsical voyage known as It's a Small World. Prepare to be swept away on a kaleidoscopic odyssey through a world of enchanting splendor and cultural revere. And that's where I'll leave it. That's about a third of what she has. But it is wonderful. So if you're a Schitt's Creek fan, I will put this in the show notes in the trivia section so you can see it.
This is in the discussion topic section.
Oh, sorry. We'll put it in the discussion topic section.
We have notes for the discussion topic now.
We do. Okay. So back to what James had texted me for my word. Based off Marceline.
Main Street, USA.
Taboo words. Entrance, street, parade, shops, and vintage.
Oh, parade. That's a good...
I'm so proud you even said Main Street USA and didn't just stop at Main Street, because you would have had to keep trying.
That's true.
He's a tough person.
You have to get it word for word right on.
Do you have any more Snickers for the next one, or did he send you the next one yet?
That's the last one. That's all I have planned for Taboo.
Oh, okay.
You have any Snickers for you waiting for?
Well, because you were like,
another evil laugh.
Taboo was our warm-up game to get you in the Disney mindset.
It's all downhill from here.
We're in trouble.
The next game, we're going to let you two play together. So we're going to play Disneyland 20 Questions.
Oh, boy.
I have 8 Disney mystery items. I'll let you pick probably like 2 or 4 of them. We'll see how we're doing on time. And you can ask me questions, and I'll tell you yes or no. And then you can see if you can figure out the Disney-related thing. Sound like a plan?
So is it anything Disney?
Generally speaking, it is park related.
Park related.
Everything I have is park related.
Okay.
Somewhat, at least, you know.
Okay.
And we have 20 questions. Okay. Is it?
I need a number 1 through 8.
Oh, let's go.
So you can choose your fate.
3.
Okay.
Is it in Disneyland?
Yes.
Because we can only ask yes or no questions.
Yes or no questions.
Is it on the west side of the park?
No.
Narrows it down
to the forward, back, and the right.
Well, no, because really you get Tomorrowland
and Fantasyland,
part of Fantasyland and part of Toontown.
Yeah,
because if you cut it in half.
Oh, you're thinking, did you cut it in half?
I didn't cut it in half like that.
How did you cut it?
I was thinking like Frontierland, Adventureland, Galaxy's Edge,
okay.
New Orleans Square.
Got out. It. Okay. So Fantasyland is still on the table.
Okay.
Well, that's an easy one. I'm trying to do it in fewer questions. I'm trying to think of, like, how do you knock out several things at once?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a dark ride?
No.
There you go. Is it a dark ride? That just knocked out a whole ton of things.
Is it based on an intellectual property?
Yes.
Based on an IP.
He had to think a long time, so it's only maybe...
Well, I had to make sure, like, when you say IP, like, it's something that existed before it came to the park.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, so like a film. Well, now, like, is the Matterhorn Mountain an IP? Because the Matterhorn's an actual thing that existed before it came to the park. Okay, I'm thinking, what are things that are not dark rides? You've got...
Lots of things.
The canal boats. You've got Alice in
Wonderland. Can I have another question?
We're trying to work together here, Tag.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I have a question that I think might be helpful.
You've got 16 more questions, so.
We're trying to challenge ourselves.
I like it.
Does it exist only in Disneyland, does it exist only in Disneyland, meaning it's not
at any other
parks
around the world?
No, it exists elsewhere.
Teacups.
How does that work?
Wait a minute.
Pick an
answer. Is it an attraction?
No.
Maybe we should back up.
I was wondering when you'd get to that question.
Maybe I should have done that one earlier.
Is it a restaurant?
No.
He said it does exist. It does exist in other parks, though.
Yep.
Is it food related?
I wouldn't say food related.
Do you buy stuff there?
No.
It's not a ride. It's not a restaurant. It's not food related.
You don't buy
things.
It's
not an attraction.
And you can't buy stuff, so it's not like a merchandise cart or anything like that. But it's not solely at Disneyland.
Was this at Disneyland before the year 2000?
Yes.
So it's not super new.
Oh! Is it like a place that you experience something at?
No.
Dang it. I was thinking like the theaters.
That is a really good thought.
Let me think. Toontown is based, things are based on IPs. They are not like attractions as in rides. So like Mickey's House is based on an IP. You don't buy stuff there.
But does that count as like an attraction?
Let's define attraction.
I would lump their houses and things into attractions based on how the app does as well.
Okay. Scratch all that.
This is tough.
This is tough.
Is it in Tomorrowland?
No. At least not usually.
So it moves. Is it a form of entertainment? Like street entertainment, like the Dapper Dans.
Like, or like
the,
a character.
Or a character. Is it like a, is it that?
Yes.
Not normally in.
Can I take a guess?
I'm trying to think.
Because we don't get a bad thing if we get a guess, right?
It just costs one of your questions. You have used 13 questions at this point.
We have 7 left.
Is it, okay, so maybe we should narrow down things so we know it's entertainment based. So
is it more than 10 people?
No.
Is it a character?
Yes.
Not normally in Tomorrowland.
Like, I will specify, like, maybe at some point they are, but that is not a place I would expect to ever see
them.
That's
a character.
Is it a face character?
No.
Is it a character commonly seen in the park, or is it more rare?
Common. Yes.
What are we up to?
I will give you a yes or no question on that one. That is question 17. 3 questions and a guess.
Is it part of the, are they part of the fab, what is it, 5, 6? I can't remember. 6. How. Yeah, I was going to say, we've updated. It's part of the fab 6.
Yes.
Male or female? Or is it male?
Yes.
Sorry, is it male?
No.
We've got.
You have one Minnie. Question left.
Minnie, Daisy.
Clarabelle.
Is that part of the 6?
No, she's not. You're right.
So it's Daisy or Minnie?
I think it's Minnie. Is it Minnie Mouse?
It is Minnie Mouse.
Good job, Teresa.
Man.
Oh, you
We're
got to the
so
right questions at the end.
Well, I think we forgot. Like, there's so much that can be at the park.
Yeah, I think we were too attraction focused in the beginning.
Yeah.
So you ready to try again?
Yeah, let's do 7.
7. Okay, great. Ask away.
Is it an attraction?
No, it is not an attraction.
Is it a character?
It is not a character.
Is it something you buy?
No.
Is it food related?
No.
What'd you do? You have to buy food. You just wasted your question. I was very specific.
There is at least one of my mystery items that is food related, so he's not thinking too bad.
Yeah, but she was saying that you buy food.
Oh.
And yeah, so she said, like, if it's something that you buy.
Threw away that
true.
Question.
Sorry.
True.
Sorry.
Yep.
Sorry.
Okay, so not an attraction.
This is why I'm not good at logic.
Not an attraction. So not something you buy, specifically not food.
Did we find
what
out
else did we say?
If it's at the park?
Oh, no character, right?
Is it in Disneyland?
Hang on. Did we say, did we say no to character?
No characters.
You asked attraction?
Yep.
You asked
character.
Character? Sure. Character, do you buy it?
And if you could buy it.
And then if it's food related.
We wasted our food question on food. Yep.
And then I asked if it was in Disneyland.
It is in Disneyland.
Is it something you, I don't know how to say this. I don't want to, like, pinpoint. Is it musical?
No.
What in the?
So it's not a character. Did we say an attraction?
Yeah, not
it's
an
not
attraction.
It's not an attraction.
Is it, like, a, I don't want to say physical item, because that's everything's a physical item, right? But, like, a thing I can, I'm trying to think how to say, like, a building or, like, a physical item in the park. Like,
a fixture. Is it
saying, like, a structure?
Is it, like, a fixture or a structure?
No.
And you said it's in Disneyland. Is it also in, is it only in Disneyland?
No.
James, would you consider.
Sorry, do you mean Disneyland Resort or Disney Parks as a whole?
Like, I mean, only in Disneyland Park. Can I find it? Basically, can I find it in Disneyland and California Adventure?
Yes, you can find it both.
It's not.
But James, I have a clarifying question.
Sure.
When you say not musical related or whatever.
Yep.
Would you consider things like the fireworks shows musical related?
Yes, I would consider those musicals.
Okay, same thing with, like, Fantasmic and
yep.
all that. Okay. You're looking at the guy who asked if it was food after you say so now I feel like all my questions are dumb.
Is it alive?
No.
But it's not
maybe
a
it's like
building.
The flowers. Oh, is it? Nope. Nope. That like, I was thinking, like, the statues.
But that would be
that
a
would
thing.
Be a thing, like a physical
statues
thing.
Statues count as a physical thing.
I would count those as fixtures. Those don't move. Yep.
It's not alive? How did we come to the fact that it wasn't alive?
What do you mean? It's not a fixture, so I was asking if it was alive.
Right.
Like, are you asking why I asked that question?
No, I'm trying to figure out, did we determine categorically that whatever we're trying to guess is not a living thing?
No, I just asked that.
And he said no.
Oh, okay. That's what yeah. I was trying to find out.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. No, that was a question. He said no. Because I was thinking, right, like a performer.
Well, I was thinking like the horses yeah. or, yeah.
Well, plants. I was thinking about plants.
Oh, God.
about...
This is tough.
This one you've picked is arguably one of the two hardest ones
Great!
I have.
That's
I'm glad fantastic. I picked it.
Is it something I can touch?
Yes.
But I can't buy it.
Does somebody...
I can't. It's not something I'm writing. It's not a building. Physical feet fixture. It's not.
Is it something that someone wears?
You can wear this,
but you don't buy it.
Well, because I was thinking like a costume or a name tag. Could be a pin, but you buy a pin.
No, you don't. Not the buttons.
Oh, the button.
Is it a celebration button?
That would have been a really good one, but no, it's not.
Oh, that was, man, that would have been a...
That was really good if you got there, but no, not that.
You can wear it. Does that mean that it's not normally worn?
I would say most of the time it is not being worn.
Okay. How many questions do we have left?
You have 7 questions
not
remaining.
Not enough, Tag. Not enough. It's something I can wear, but most of the time I'm not wearing.
Is it a prop of some sort?
Define prop.
Like...
You can't buy it there, though.
Is it on display? So, for instance, anything that you would find in the collector's thing, like it could be a costume or it could be like a hat or like a...
Sure. I would say this is not considered a prop.
Okay. Are we anywhere close? Probably not.
Maybe.
Is it something that you would have with you before you enter the park?
No.
But you didn't buy it there.
I don't normally wear it. Okay, I'm going to go for... Oh, no. No.
Discuss with me before you officially say it.
I was going to go something stupid like, is it a smile?
Oh, that's adorable.
But you didn't have it before you got there, so no. Oh.
You don't typically. You know, I feel like, James, I feel like if I was looking at it, like, all the clues would be making sense, and I'd be like,
100%.
How can nobody be guessing this?
Absolutely.
But I'm sitting here going, what the heck could it possibly be?
Absolutely. You're going to hear it, and you're going to go,
You can wear, but you don't normally wear, that you didn't buy.
But the question is, when it's worn or whatever, is it something that only cast members can wear, or is it something the general public can also wear?
Oh, well, there you go. Ask that. Can you wear it?
Can a typical guest potentially wear this?
Do something with this thing?
Yes.
Can the potential guest can wear or not wear it?
But it's not like a cast member name tag or something like that because...
Or a button. Celebration button. AKA the perfect answer to this question.
It was a really good answer.
I give up on this. How many questions do we have left? Like 5?
You have 4 questions left.
4. Good God.
Okay, so let's go back through this again. I feel like it's probably staring us in the face.
It probably is.
It's both parks. You don't typically wear them. You didn't buy them. So it's not like bubbles.
When I asked the question, James, like, do you typically wear it? Are you saying, are you answering no in the fact that, like, in your day-to-day life, or are you saying no, like, when you're in the park?
Okay, so I'll clarify. You would not wear this in your day-to-day life.
Okay.
But it's acceptable to wear at the park?
I mean, that's a lot of things.
That you can't buy there, though. That's the problem. Sunscreen? No.
You can wear sunscreen outside the park.
That's
too.
True.
I would encourage that.
Same thing with like sunglasses, because like it's not something like ears, because again, we're not buying it at Disneyland. Is it? What do you call that? Like the family group T-shirts that people make before.
But
they
you buy
go.
That.
Not at the park. Oh, but you're not. You're maybe wearing it. Like it's something you can wear but not typically wear.
This thing is in the park and only in the park. I will give you that one.
In the park and only in the park.
Is it what's like a good size to ask about?
Oh, that's a good thought.
Can I hold it in my hand?
Is it
a physical thing that I can hold in my hand?
It is a physical thing you can hold in your hand. Yes.
Because then that's also like a smile. You can't hold a smile. Or like joy. Or, you know, it's a physical thing and I can hold it in my hand.
But you could also wear it.
But I could also wear it. But I couldn't buy it at Disneyland. But I only have it at Disneyland.
I think you're going to make Teresa's brain explode.
I think so.
What do we have left? Like two questions?
Three questions left. Three. And then I need a final guess.
Hmm. Do Tag or I have this item when we visit the parks?
You can.
But do we?
It's hard to say. You have had it in the past.
Oh, gee.
Two questions left.
We have had it in the past. I'm so stumped. I think we're confusing ourselves more by asking questions.
You might be.
Do you think we're going to get this?
No.
No, because you just
not at this rate.
One of our last two questions.
Yeah, because I just kind of want to be put out of our misery. I don't think we're going to catch it.
I don't think you're going to catch on to this one.
Forfeit, or are you going to try to go for another one?
I'm still just sitting here pondering, like, what on earth this could possibly be that we sometimes have in the park, not always. We sometimes wear it, but not always. We can't buy it. Go on, James.
Yeah, it's worn for a very specific occasion. Potentially.
Like after our event credentials?
Oh, you are so on the right track because it's just like that, but a little more red.
Oh, it's the Flick card.
It's the Flick card.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. I was so happy you picked that
Ruben
one.
Ruben is going to be so excited that you talked about the Flick card.
I love the Flick cards. And I
now
knew
we
them.
We have another question. Is it related to an attraction?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there were so many times where you're like, does a cast member wear it? It's like, nope, but they really want you to wear it and all that other stuff. I'm like, oh, I want to be wearing them all the time. I love Flick cards. That's probably enough logic for your brain.
Yeah, probably.
So let's move on to our third game. This one's a little more straightforward.
We're sorry, Weekly Tears.
Hey, you got one out of two.
We're still sorry.
We're still sorry.
Hey, lesson learned.
And I would like to know if anybody else got that.
Right.
Anyone else knew that?
Is everybody screaming at their podcast player, yeah, like, what?
Yeah. Terrible questions. You should ask these instead. You're going to get a list.
Probably.
All right. Next game, I have six attractions, and I want you to organize them in order of ride time from shortest to longest.
These are always so hard.
And this is from the website disney.urbantastebud.com is what I'm getting the ride links for, and they're just all straight to a minute. So I was able to spread them out. So your six attractions.
They're like rounded to the nearest minute?
Yeah, and I don't need you to tell me how long they are.
Sure. What are the attractions?
Yep. A Grand Circle Tour on the Disneyland Railroad.
It's the longest. Hands down.
Mark Twain Riverboat, the monorail.
Are you going a circle on the monorail?
Circle of the monorail.
Are you counting the time you wait at the station?
Probably not.
Okay.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Grizzly River Run, and the Pixar Pal Around.
Ooh.
Pixar Pal Around's hard because I don't know. Like, I have no sense of time on that one. I still think
so
a Grand Circle Tour is the longest.
Pirates is usually about
13-ish?
We'll say 14 because I was going to say 14 to 15 and you were saying 13. So we'll say about 14.
Isn't the railroad like 30 minutes to go around that thing? To do a full
Grand
Circle Tour?
Well, usually they tell us that, like, when they were running two, it was 20 minutes. So would that be a 40-minute ride around? That's a long time.
You stop at every single thing for, you know.
But did you say they're counting the time stopping at the station or no?
You asked that for the monorail.
I don't think so.
Okay. 25 minutes? 30 minutes?
Yeah, I think it's 30.
Okay. Mark Twain is probably.
That's probably like 15 to 20. Maybe 15.
17. Monorail isn't very long because you basically go right over to the station. That's probably 2 or 3 minutes.
Would you say that's longer or shorter?
It's shorter than Pirates.
You think it's shorter than Pirates?
Yeah.
Grizzly River, we'll say Run, 10 I think, minutes. Is the shortest.
Really?
Don't ask
well,
me.
Well, think about how long you're going up that stupid thing. It feels like you're going up that forever.
I still think it's pretty
so
short.
So what do you think, like 5 minutes?
No.
7 minutes?
I don't need to know ride length.
We're just trying to get an idea clear, so then we can order it, James.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to reiterate.
No,
like,
I think I, for me,
I'm gonna say 20
we can
for this.
Have different things. You can have your answer and I can have one.
That's true.
So you said shortest 17. To longest?
Shortest to longest would be great.
Okay, so my answer is going to be Grizzly River Run.
That's all right.
Dang, Pirates is hard.
Pirates
oh, I
is
forgot
hard.
About the Pixar Pal around, too.
The magical ride that's somewhere between 3 and 35 minutes, give or take.
Because you only go around it, like, twice. You know, like, I think you'll actually make 2 revolutions, but you're sitting forever.
All right, I'm probably totally wrong, but here's my order.
Okay.
Grizzly River Run, Monorail, Pirates of the Caribbean, Mark Twain, Pixar Pal around Disney Railroad.
Oh, yeah. Nope, I'm not going that route. Okay. I think it's Grizzly River Run. And then I think it's the Pal around.
You're on the Pal around for a long time. Because they're loading it and you go around the whole first time.
Pal around, Monorail, Pirates.
You think the Monorail is longer than the Pal around?
Mark Twain and the Railroad. I don't think either of us is right.
Okay.
No, I don't even like my answer anymore now that I'm looking at it.
Do you have the times?
I do have the times.
So,
and I've even verified a couple of them on the Disneyland
website.
Yeah.
Before you tell us the answer?
Yeah.
We've locked in our answer.
Okay.
But will you just give us the times? Like, don't tell us the attraction. Just give us the list of times.
Sure. So in order from shortest to longest,
yeah.
It is 6 minutes, 9 minutes, 13 minutes, 14 minutes,
oh,
16 minutes, and 22 minutes.
We were so wrong.
Okay, hold on
Here's
a second.
Us thinking the...
I want to try to rework this. 1 second.
Okay.
So I think...
I'm going to give you another hint while you're going at it. Teresa... has 4 correct. Tag has 2 correct.
So I still think the railroad is our longest.
Sorry, Tag has 3 correct.
Let me look. What do you have and what do I have? You started with Grizzly. We have the same start and end, and it's the middle, that's all.
I think this is 22. I think this is probably 13.
You don't think it's 14?
This is 14. Okay.
You. He just numbered it the exact way that he currently
God
has
dang
it,
I did! just
Good job, Tag.
Exactly the same way as what you had. You only have 3 right.
He's committed to that answer.
Okay.
It's ingrained in his mind he's so committed to this answer.
Give us the answer.
So now here's a question. How many of our right answers overlap?
You agree on 2 answers.
So probably the
first
and last.
I think it's the
last.
First and the last.
All right,
we agree
just
on.
Give us the answers.
All right, the shortest attraction at 6 minutes is Grizzly River Run.
Bam!
Good job.
The second shortest attraction at 9 minutes is the Pixar Pal Around. The third shortest attraction at 13 minutes is the Monorail.
Wow.
The fourth shortest attraction with a runtime of 14 minutes is the Mark Twain Riverboat.
Wow.
The fifth longest attraction at 16 minutes is Pirates of the Caribbean. And Teresa's instinct immediately Disneyland Railroad, the longest attraction.
If I would have had my 2 mixed around, I would have had it.
You were so close on that. Very impressed.
Can't believe you used the time and put it exactly in the same order. That was brilliant.
Well, I'm just telling you that like my brain is ingrained that it thinks that that's the right order.
Yep.
Clearly.
Anyway. Yeah. All right, James, what do you got next?
All right. Question 4. Attractions, but I put them through Google Translate 100 times. Some of these are definitely much easier than others.
Oh, Lord.
So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 for you to go through on this one. Are you ready?
No.
The first translated attraction is, the first of these is Pirates of the Caribbean. What attraction?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Teresa, what do you think?
Dang, Tag, I mean. So what? It's the name of the attraction that you translate 100 times.
Yep.
Okay.
And so I just need to know the attraction.
So what the attraction? Yep, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Wow, good job. You got that first one right.
I'm curious why the first of these was added. But
I am curious about a lot of these. Some of them will feel like that. Some of them you're going to be like,
okay.
I have
How many
no idea.
Did you have?
I have 10.
Okay.
So the next one is called The Ice Temple.
The Ice Temple. That's got to be the Matterhorn.
Matterhorn, yeah.
Do you want the answer now or do you want it later? Okay. Actually, I was looking for Indiana Jones Temple of the Forbidden Eye.
The Ice Temple? Okay.
Question number three. He is happy.
He is happy. he is happy. Okay, we need an attraction with a name.
Is this an attraction? These are all attractions.
These are all attractions. And to
Peter
clarify
Pan's
even
flight? Pinocchio's daring adventure. I'm trying to think of what attractions have like names, right?
And I didn't do anything like Mickey's House or Minnie's House for these
Dumbo.
Either. Genuine attractions. Dumbo.
Because maybe it would turn like being dumb can be like they're happy. I don't know.
It's not the Haunted Mansion.
What language did you translate it into?
100.
100.
Like, different languages?
Yeah, the program just ran. They went through a whole bunch of languages.
Good Lord. Okay.
I'm going with Peter Pan's flight.
Tag, are you sticking with
Dumbo?
I
said Dumbo.
Yeah, all right. Teresa, you're on the right track with flying, but you needed to go to Soarin'.
Oh.
That is totally random.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number four, Infinity International.
I'm going to say Buzz Lightyear's Galactic.
Buzz Lightyear, yeah.
Oh, that's such a good guess, but no, it's Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout.
What in the world?
James, what was wrong with you to come up with these ideas?
Aren't these great?
Well, there's something. That's all right. All right.
I'll give you a better chance on this one because it's going to get rough after this. A Beautiful House.
And like these are like ride attractions?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful House. Oh, Haunted Mansion?
I don't know if I'd say Beautiful House.
I don't know. What else am I going
to
say?
Translate haunted. I guess mansion.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with Haunted Mansion.
That is correct.
Yeah.
You made fun of me.
No, I know. But it's like, if it just stuck on mansion, then yes, mansion could be Beautiful House.
These are dumb computers, Teresa.
I know.
It's great. Speaking of dumb computers, we're halfway there. And number six is water management.
Water management?
Is this Grizzly River Run?
River Run? Yeah, that could be water management. I'm trying to think what other one. It wouldn't be Small World. Jungle? No.
The Storybook Land Canal Boats?
No. What do you say? Just
water management?
Water management.
Just kidding. Girls Under the Sea Adventure? No. River Run. I'll go Storybook Land Canal Boats. And you are you going to stick with River Run?
Yeah.
Grizzly?
Yep. So it's not a water attraction, actually, but it got fixated on the word springs, as in Radiator springs racers.
Oh,
well,
my
I mean,
goodness.
That is water related, but not like not in that attraction. It's not a water attraction.
Oof. Okay.
We'll stick with the water theme. Your next attraction is online game, The Underwater Story.
Online game, The Underwater Story. Finding Nemo Submarine Voyage?
Sure.
Oh, that's such a good guess, but that's your wrong Undersea Adventure.
Oh, Ariel's Undersea Adventure.
Little Mermaid Ariel's Undersea Adventure.
Oh, sad.
All right, this one I at least
We've
feel...
gotten one.
That's okay.
You've gotten two.
Two.
First one.
And Haunted Mansion.
Yep. This one, I feel like you at least have like a fair chance because there's only so many that Elephant Mountain could be.
Elephant Mountain.
Yeah. Elephant Mountain.
I mean, elephants Dumbo, but there's nothing about mountains. The dumb because it's what Dumbo the Flying Elephant's the attraction, right?
Would it be Big Thunder
Matterhorn
Mountain Railroad?
Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain. Elephant, big. Yeah, let's go with Big Thunder Mountain.
Oh, no. See, elephants are well-known astronauts, actually.
Space Mountain.
Oh, my.
Can I just say, James, that somebody turning into this podcast is their first foray into DL Weekly. They're like, what is this?
What did I just...
We promise news, discussion, entertainment, right?
Entertainment.
It's in there.
This is the entertainment part of...
Is it, though?
You two struggling.
All right. Are we on to 9?
I'm on to 9. Oh, and good luck with these last two.
Oh, great.
Number 9. The value of coin will increase.
The value of coin will increase?
Yep.
Toy Story Midway Mania. His reaction means... Probably not the
it's,
right answer.
It's
though.
Not, but that makes a lot of sense.
I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything that has something like monetarily.
I have no idea how these two are related.
The Caribbean?
No, but I mean like any attraction that you would like take apart that word.
Well,
would
you
say it again?
The value
of coin will increase. And there is no connection for this.
The Incredicoaster, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, it was actually the Matterhorn bobsleds.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that tracks. That tracks.
Yep, that one, I have no idea. So, all right, your last one. A good person.
Snow White's enchanted wish.
A good person.
A good person.
Was that a no, James?
Hmm?
Was that good guess?
Oh, no, I just said a good person again.
Mm. Yeah, I'll see, yeah.
Teresa, you should have gone with your last guess. It's the Incredicoaster.
Oh, my. That was that.
That was certainly something.
I don't know if I'd say that was interesting or fun. First, going to say it was that. That was unique.
I had to embrace some silliness at some point, right?
Can we never do that one again?
No promises. No promises.
That was, like, impossible.
Yes. Other than the first of these is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, yeah. Which great. That could have had so many good things that they could have gotten, but apparently, yeah.
Nope, that's where we lived. They even kept Pirates of the Caribbean capitalized. So
wow.
It was impressive. Wow. All right, my last little game here for you all is very opinion-based. I want you to rank the Disney movies that are based on attractions. So the 5 current attractions... Or movies based on attractions that I have written down. Pirates. We'll just go with the first one. Okay. Make it easy. Haunted Mansion 2003. Haunted Mansion 2023.
Ooh.
Tomorrowland 2015. Close enough. And Jungle Cruise 2021. There's also Country Bears from 2002. Tower of Terror from 1997.
So what are we trying to do?
We're ranking. So the best first?
Tell me your favorites and why.
I'm going to say Pirates of the Caribbean is my favorite, I know, shocker, of all of them. I think because they did such a good job of making it its own standalone film with pieces of the attraction woven into it. It wasn't
are
like
we ranking or are we
the
just
haunted,
saying favorite?
It wasn't like Haunted Mansion 2003 where they were just that felt a little like square peg round hole. They were trying too hard to make the attraction pieces fit.
Sure.
Consider it a mini discussion topic.
Okay, I would also rank Pirates of the Caribbean number 1. I would rank Haunted Mansion 2023 as my number 2 because I think they did a really
over
good
Jungle
job.
Cruise?
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm then, having a hard time with Jungle Cruise and Haunted Mansion 23.
Then I would pick Jungle Cruise. Then I would pick Tomorrowland because Disneyland's in it, which is pretty cool. And then I would pick Haunted Mansion 2003 because I think Haunted Mansion 2003 is just not a great movie.
I see, and I have a hard time because for me, Tomorrowland, because right, it's attraction or films based on attractions. What I don't feel like tomorrow. The only thing that makes me feel Disneyland
other than
connections.
The name.
Other than the name and other than the fact that they visit the World's Fair, nothing. Nothing about that movie makes me think of the lands at all. So I'm going to write that one last because sure. I think it has the least to do with the actual physical place. I'm going to put Haunted Mansion 03 second from the bottom just because.
So number 4.
Yeah. And then I'm having a hard time with a toss-up between Jungle Cruise and Haunted Mansion 2023 because I think
can't
they
believe.
Both did a really good job though because.
The thing that I really liked about Jungle Cruise was like Pirates, you had fun nods. Okay, I just talked myself out of it. Haunted Mansion 2023 is number two. Jungle Cruise is number three because I was going to say I liked how they wove in nods to the attraction. It wasn't like they were forcing it,
sure,
really. It felt like it fit. It had its own original storyline, but what killed it for me was I wasn't that big of a fan of the storyline. Like, the story was good, really good until a certain point, and then it kind of lost me. I'm like, okay.
For Jungle Cruise, you're talking about?
Like, it felt a little, it got a little too far out there at the end for my taste.
Sure.
That was such a Teresa moment of changing answers.
Yeah, it was. Haunted Mansion 2023, I loved, there were so many references, and I think they did a nice job because they kept it spooky, but it wasn't like terrifyingly so. Again, my least favorite part of that was that the Hatbox Ghost was the bad guy. Because I love the Hatbox Ghost.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, spoiler alert.
You know what I think we should do this week for social media? I think you should pose this question on social media and see what people think of
their ratings.
Yeah.
Okay, so to summarize, since I changed my rankings around and didn't say it in good order, Pirates of the Caribbean number one, Haunted Mansion 2023, followed by Jungle Cruise, Haunted Mansion 2003, and rounding the end... Tomorrow.
So you and I agree, except for the last two.
Yeah. And I think it's just because you and I looked at them differently.
Sure. James, what is your ranking?
Tomorrowland just had so much potential for me. I actually really liked that one. I would go Pirates first. I would go Jungle Cruise second. I'd go Tomorrowland third. Haunted Mansion 2023 fourth. Haunted Mansion 2003
last. I don't know if we can be friends anymore, James.
Wow.
I know.
I was the Tomorrowland coming out of nowhere. I mean... For me, the absolute coolest part of that is the 1964 World's Fair throwback. I watched that movie just because of that.
I think
had no actual interest in the movie. I just wanted to see those.
In the spirit of what you're saying, though, like, it is a poor adaptation of like a Parks film. I just think itself, like, it has a lot of potential to be something out there.
So you like the film?
I like the film.
But you agree that it's not...
It's not good, like, Disney tie-in. Yeah, if we're doing Disney tie-in, Haunted Mansion 2023 moves up to second for me.
There you go. Yeah. That makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. But for me, I don't share that extreme, like, love and nostalgia that you have. So I felt like the movie was a little over the top on fan service with stuff like that. Which had its really cute moments, of course. We'll go from there.
Did the Haunted Mansion, was there a 3D thing of it?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because I was thinking that would be a cool one to watch in the Vision Pro in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
So while looking up these movies, I saw that there is potential in the works for a Figment movie, a Big Thunder Mountain movie, and another Tower of Terror movie.
The Tower
Big
of Terror
could be interesting.
Could be cool.
There's a lot to kind of uncover with the backstory of that attraction with the haunted mining.
Big Thunder Mountain, you can make a movie like Pirates, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. Because there's enough left to the imagination and enough like storyline that you could of the attraction that you could really build off of that.
Yeah. So I just thought that was really cool that there's a lot that could be coming, and if they're done well, why not enjoy it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, pretty cool to see like Figment maybe getting some more attention, right?
Yeah, I would. That'd be cool to see a film if it like expanded upon Figment and the Dreamfinder, not current Figment as a like lab assistant experiment,
yeah,
type thing. I think Figment, like a movie with Figment and Dreamfinder, would be really cool.
Well, you've done it. I'm out of games unless you want to rack your brain on more 20 questions.
No.
But
goodness.
I think you're pretty spent at this point. So,
well, those were challenging, but fun.
They were.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Hopefully I get to come back and do more sometime. I'm sure I'll have a lot more great ideas next time.
Tag can't wait.
Yeah.
No more attractions, but telephone translation. Got it.
I just don't know.
We weren't being graded, so it was fine.
That's true. But I know a place you will be graded.
It's true.
It's okay. I'll be the only weekly tier without an answer. Make sure you send your questions to Producer James or Producer Vern at trivia@doweekly.net.
I think we did okay.
You always think we do okay. You're way
not
more
always.
You're way more optimistic
not,
than
not
I am.
Not always.
I think you did really well.
You probably forgot what the questions were because we had 10 million other ones in between when we.
Oh, you're talking
those.
About you're
Trivia
talking about
Land,
Trivia Land.
Of course.
Sure. Okay. We probably did okay.
All right. Yeah. I mean, if you feel you did okay, we should just verify this, right?
Yes.
So, our first question was an audio clue, and you two correctly identified it was Pirates of the Caribbean.
Woo-hoo!
I saw the looks on your face for the podcast listeners, and there was a lot of like, "What on earth is it?" And
well,
then the pirates started talking.
What? Yeah. What the listeners don't know is Teresa's robot vacuum was also going on, like. And it was I was trying to hear that over the robot vacuum. So
that was atmospheric.
And I'm also old.
I was
going to
say,
so
I think
it
was just
well.
Hard because there was a lot of just kind of background noise and not anything.
I mean, that is true.
Like mm-hmm. that you hear in the attraction. It was just kind of rustling.
Yep. A lot
so
of things.
I can't blame my ignorance on
nope.
your Mo robot nope. vacuum.
You just needed a couple seconds to click. That's what it was. All right, our second question was, which Disney Imagineer is credited with writing the lyrics for Yo-Ho, A Pirate's Life for Me? You both said X Atencio.
Sorry, what was that name, James?
Uh-huh, yep. this is me not doing my research on X Atencio? Atencio?
Atencio.
Atencio. Okay, I was getting there. Yeah, okay. Cool. And that's right. He did, in fact, write the lyrics. He co-wrote it with veteran Disney composer George Bruns.
He has written a lot of cool mm-hmm. stuff for the parks.
Yeah.
The Haunted Mansion? Come
well,
on now.
Yes.
Yeah. So much iconic stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. Andy M., for our third question, wanted you to finish the opening lyrics for that song.
Oh, Andy.
So we got Yo-Ho, Yo-Ho, A Pirate's Life for Me. We pillage, we plunder, we rifle, we loot.
Drink
up
me
hearties, Yo-Ho.
We plunder, we...
Oh, don't give a hoot.
We kidnap and ravage and don't give a hoot.
Yeah, I was gonna say, see,
me
good thing you
pieces.
Didn't know that when we were trying to be asked
funny.
About it.
I don't know why all of a sudden when we were just doing that I'm like, wait a minute, there's don't give a hoots in there somewhere.
So all those games that got you in that ready
that
Disney
be,
mindset
yeah.
you were there.
Good job, Teresa.
And don't give a hoot.
And the final question from Tim J. What's the name of the Pirates of the Caribbean island according to the map in the queue? You can give me the Spanish or English answer. Your answer of Tortuga is incorrect.
Yeah.
It's Isla Tesoro.
Yeah.
Treasure Island.
Oh, I don't think I ever knew it was.
You can see it in some big writing on the bottom left of the map.
Treasure Island in English, though. I think I just did the wonderful thing of knowing that it's Tortuga in the movies, so I just saw the...
I believe Tortuga is just the port that they
oh,
go
is it
to.
The...
It's not
yeah.
the whole
so
like,
I,
island
but I think,
and
like, my brain did the... It saw the, like, similar letters and just assumed.
That checks out. Yep. 100%. So... Hey, that's not a bad week, though, for you two. That's 2.5. And you had to do a lot during the discussion, too. I mean, you almost got 3. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. And so, listeners, if you got some more trivia to help us out with asking them questions, we got a form for you to fill out on our website. You can go to dlweekly.net/trivia.
Well, we will be back next week with more Disneyland news and information.
Until then, go out and enjoy the parks.
A special thank you to Sidell for editing the podcast.
Please remain seated until the podcast comes to a complete stop and the doors have opened. Then collect your belongings, watch your head, and step carefully from the episode. On behalf of all of our crew, thanks for traveling with us, and we hope you have a happy and memorable visit here at DL Weekly.